Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. There's a lot here, but in a nutshell, what it's talking about, Daniel's 70th week, the Antichrist is that he shall confirm, the Bible tells us, the covenant with many for 1 week. That's that seven-year period. We talked about that last week, about that white horse who's coming. Remember, he did not have arrows. He had the bow, but he did not have the arrows. So he came, first of all, was a man of peace. He is going to be a great politician with smooth words. And by the way, don't we have some of those in office today? They had the smooth words, and boy, they sure tell you what you want to hear. Then they get in office, and well, everything he said was a lie. Well, basically, was the Antichrist. He's learning from the best of them today in today's political arena. And again, I want to drop this, and then we'll move on. If we believe that Jesus could come today, and I believe he could come today, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Brother Daniel's mom's here, and Brother Steve Merritt sends a little text, what do you call it, a text on the phone every Sunday. And I read it this morning, really, really, really good text, and I responded to him. If it's a good text, I respond back. If it's not, I just leave it alone, you know. But I respond back to him, and I told him, he talked about the coming Lord, where three people, y'all wouldn't know them, C.G., he's talking about C.G. Vickers, Jimmy Madison, and who was the other preacher? Good friend of his, I forget. Anyway, how when Steve was a young preacher, that he said he had his hobby horses, and I'm paraphrasing this, I have to be careful because his wife's here today. But the three preachers told him that these three great pastors who were well-respected basically told Steve when he was a young man that don't be preaching your hobby horses, you know, talked about alcohol, tobacco, and dancing or short skirts or something of that nature. Said preach Christ and him crucifying and him coming, okay? Great, it was a great text. And he mentioned about, in that text, about every book in the New Testament except for three speaks of the coming of Christ. The three that doesn't is 1st and 2nd and 3rd John and Galatians, and I forget, but everyone else speaks of the coming of Christ. And he was emphasizing the point how we ought to preach about Christ's return. I mentioned this earlier when we first started our study. There's 8 more times mentioned of Christ's second advent, if we could use that term, than his first coming. 8 more times. And we all know how wonderful and glorious Jesus' first coming was. He's born in Bethlehem of a manger there in Bethlehem. Well, the Bible speaks 8 times more of his second coming. So the thought was we ought to emphasize more his second coming because the Bible speaks so many more times of it. Well, we see here in Daniel, it's talking about the tribulation period. And then turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24. I'll give you a quick outline. I see some of you are taking a lot of notes. Again, an outline of the tribulation period. It's given here in the Olivet Discourse. Matthew chapter number 24. Let me begin in verse number 1. I want to slow down and give this to you. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. We know this is Herod's temple, a beautiful building, a beautiful edifice that Herod actually had built for the Jewish people because of some things. I won't go into that. But anyway, they were really proud of it, and rightfully so. And Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Talking about that, you know, they're looking at this building. He said, well, I tell you what, in the future there ain't going to be nothing left here. Well, in verse number 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, now, I mentioned this last week, I think it was. They leave the temple, and they go through the Kidron Valley, and they go up to the Mount of Olives. And I can just imagine what those disciples must have been talking about on their way to the Mount of Olives. Jesus had just told them about the destruction of the temple, some other things, and it's running through their mind. Well, what do you think he means by all of this? Well, so they came to Jesus, and it's very important that when you get into the Olivet Discourse to understand that literally, the disciples asked Jesus 3 questions. And three questions, and Jesus answered all these questions in this what was commonly called the Olivet Discourse. The first question is, tell us when these things be. That's the first question. Second question, what shall be the sign of thy coming? The third question, and what's the end of the world? Great questions. So Jesus answered them and said unto them. And then we begin what we call the Olivet Discourse. And let me quickly give you this outline, and we'll go through a little bit of this. I mentioned last week about the white horse in Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 2. It speaks of the false Messiah. Well, here in Matthew chapter number 24, we find it in verse number 5, parallels that white horse. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It's also found in Mark 13, 6. We hadn't even talked about Mark and Luke. There's a, in Mark and Luke is, well, I hate to use the rendition, but the Gospels account of another part where it's also in Matthew of how he talks about the second coming and tribulation period. It's found in Mark 13 and it's found in Luke 21. But most people go to Matthew 24 because there's more information here, but it's also found in Mark 13:6 and Luke 21:8. It talks about the Antichrist. That's the rider of the white horse. That's the first seal. The second seal was in Revelation 6, 2 through 4. That was the red horse, and he brings with him wars. Well, in the Olivet Discourse, we see in Matthew 24, 6 and 7, remember verse number 5 is the white horse. Verses 6 and 7 is the red horse. We read these words, and you shall hear wars and rumors of war. The red horse brings war in Revelation chapter number 6. Jesus again, and I know this sounds is a lot here, but he literally breaks down the tribulation period so well in the Olivet Discourse, and so many people miss it. Well, the second seal, the red horse, is found here in verses 6 and 7. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Remember, they asked, when shall the end come? Well, there are going to be some awful wars, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms. So that's the second seal. That's the red horse. Then there's the third seal in Revelation chapter 6. That's the black horse. We looked at that last week. And that horse brings with him famine, or the rider on the horse brings with him famine. And we also find that in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 7, where it says, there shall be famines. Hope you see that. Are y'all in Matthew 24? There shall be famines. That's the third seal. That's the rider on the pale horse. And then we see the fourth seal in Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. That's the pale horse. The rider brings forth death. And we read that just a little bit ago, where one-fourth of the earth will be killed during this time. One-fourth. That's a lot of people. If there are and I think I gave you this figure last week. If there are 7 billion people on this earth, give or take a few million, okay, just for sake of argument. And just, again, for sake of argument, and I'm well over the top here, if 1 billion of them go to heaven, okay, it's just safe for say, if 1 billion, that will leave approximately 6 billion people here on earth, okay, for the sake, so we get figures in our head. If 1/4 of them die, the first half of the tribulation, that means 1.5 billion people will die in the first half of the tribulation. We can't even fathom that. That ain't gonna be more than that, but just so we get some figures in our head, that's a lot of people. We think of the Holocaust and how horrible that was, those few years of that terrible thing that took place in World War II. They say upwards of 600 million people died those few years in the Holocaust. Well, this will be easily tripled during those first few years, 3.5 years. I won't say 3.5 years, maybe the 3 years, because the first few months would be relatively peace. The Antichrist, and then it kind of all breaks loose with the wars and famine and death. So I want you to get a picture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.